Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
It's brand new, season two. I'm Marissa Thalberg.
And I'm Stephen Wolf at Adam. And we're excited to be back having bigger, bolder, and always real conversations.
Straight from the C-suite front lines of marketing, media, and more.
We have great friends joining from people you may know, like Wilmer Valderrama and Bobby Burke.
And people you'll want to know. So grab a coffee or, hey, even an Aperol Spritz and come join us on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Listen to brand new on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my new podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, chronicles my 6 decades in professional basketball, from growing up in the sport to becoming one of sports TV's first female broadcasters. Join me as I dig deep into the game's history, unearth some wild stories, and talk to my friends from the world of basketball, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley. It's been a wild ride, and now I get to take you with me. Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Follow the money.
That's what I always say. You always follow the money.
Yeah. This is Follow the Money with Mitch Moss and Pauly Howard on VSiN.
Play free hoops for a share of $20,000 this March with the March Hoop Series presented by 5-Hour Energy. Fire up your lineups in 4 free-to-play contests to compete for your share of $5,000 per contest. Head to DraftKings.com/5-Hour Energy now to join the action. 5-Hour Energy, fire up your lineup. DraftKings.com for details. I need a 5-Hour Energy. Need it. Get going. The alarm clock hurt today. That sucker goes off, 1:50 in the morning. Ooh, tough.
Nights like last night when I'm tossing and turning and I can't sleep. I'm okay. I'm going off. I'm dozing off into La La Land last night. All of a sudden, it sounds like there's a burglary attempt in the house. My wife shattered something in the room next door.
What'd she drop?
At about a jet decibel level, you know what I'm saying? And I'm like, BOW! And I'm just like, I can see it. I'm like, ready to go. And all of a sudden, it just sounds like glasses shattering right next to him. Like, what the hell was that? Snap. Couldn't fall asleep after that. Save my life.
How are the dogs with like noise in the neighborhood? Are they okay?
My
little guy, sometimes he'll be, you know, you'll be sleeping and he'll start barking at something.
Yeah. And if I let him outside in the front yard, any human being who ever considers walking by the house, oh, they want to kill him.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
That's too bad.
Can't be, yeah.
Tough beat. How about the baseball news? Good signings here. The Reds. Great trade. They trade Suarez.
Yeah,
I know. Tough. Maybe look at some futures on the Mariners. They made some good moves. Donaldson. That was interesting because the Twins traded Donaldson to the Yankees, and Donaldson was all over Cole last year. They smoothed that over, though, in a hurry.
Sure.
But that was it. And the Sanchino goes to Minnesota. Kershaw stays with the Dodgers. The Mets have made some nice moves, but a lot of activity. Same time. It's crazy, right? the madness, free agency, NFL, all this news in the Major League Baseball.
Yeah, because of the lockout, we have it same day pretty much as the NFL. By the way, good morning, everybody watching the show up in Canada on Sportsnet. Had a very loyal viewer in Toronto, I believe.
Right.
Tom reached out
yeah?
to me last night, and he said the entire talk here in Toronto is that this team is going to get Freddie Freeman.
Be huge.
That would be...
Oh, he's gone now with the Olsen trade.
Oh, no question.
He's gone now.
He's not coming back to Atlanta.
Right. I'd love to see that. That'd be great. I mean, their lineup is awesome to be right now.
Oh, it's so good.
Great lineup.
Yep.
If they can add that bat.
Now, I'm a little worried about obviously losing the Cy Young winner in Robbie Ray, but they did replace him. Yeah. You know, Brios is going to have to be the number one guy. I know.
He's a mixed bag. I will disagree. I think they're talking about Toronto goaltending a little bit more, the Leafs. But
probably.
But Freeman probably a close second.
But here's the thing. They have plenty of reasons to be excited about this year with baseball.
I mean,
team down the stretch.
About more on the rotation, though?
They added Kevin Gausman.
Yeah.
That's a nice pickup. They have a bunch of young players in the rotation as well. But that division, their win total, the Rays' win total is 89.5. The Yankees, of course, the Red Sox were made it to the AL Championship Series last year.
Yeah.
That division's loaded again this season.
A couple good moves with the arms yet with Boston. And Rodon went to the Giants. So they, after the great year Gausman had. Will there be I'm not going to say on that level because it was almost historic. But who's a surprise team this year?
You mean like the Giants?
Yeah.
Well, that was an all-timer last year.
Win total was low 70s or whatever it was.
And the entire, 85-1 to win the division?
Yeah.
And all year long, I think it was like, if my timeline is close here, like around the All-Star break, they had a lead. They led the division the entire year. They're like still 12-15-1 to win the division.
Yeah.
Nah, this can't continue.
That won't happen. Right.
No.
But the win total standpoint. Team that could fly over the win total.
I have not done a deep dive on the win totals yet.
All right.
I did bet a couple of awards. You want one thing that I bet?
Absolutely. After what you did last year.
Okay. I did make a home run bet.
Oh, good. Goody gumdrops.
I can break this down as we get closer to baseball. I bet Tyler O'Neill with the Cardinals at 60-1 to lead the league in home runs.
Really?
Yeah.
All right.
He's the Incredible Hulk. Gigantic. I think he had, mid-30s last year. He was 14th overall in home runs per plate appearance. Has a great lineup in St. Louis. And he's as low as 20-1 at other books. The projections now, I looked at all of FanGraphs and other spots. They have him going for mid to high 30s again this year. If he can catch lightning in a bottle and go for, a guy like that has 45-plus home run power. And that's what you kind of have to bet on for a guy to actually win this thing. The most home runs. And he can do that, I think. I think he can get to 45 at some point in his career. 60-1? I'll take my chances with
him. All right. I like it. Don't you like the Mets to win that division? The Braves are going to lose Freeman? You get Bassett and Scherzer?
I'd like to say yes. And I get it. And Scherzer's the man. But how many times have we been down this road with the Mets in previous years?
There'll be an injury.
That's the one thing that scares me about it.
Okay.
I'll tell you one move that I really liked yesterday in the NFL. It was the Chargers adding more defense as J.C. Jackson. He was really good last year with the Patriots. They signed him to a 5-year, $82.5 million deal. He graded out really well with Pro Football Focus. He goes over now to a Chargers secondary. Asante Samuel was not great last year as a rookie, but he was a rookie. He can get better. Derwin James and now some of the other guys that they have with Joey Bosa, obviously, and Khalil Mack on the edge. Murray, the linebacker. In his second year from Oklahoma, if they would add a Jordan Davis from Georgia, I know that's been all the talk on the defensive line. Oh, man. On paper, again, that team to me would be loaded. With that guy at quarterback, again, you can make some of these moves because he's under the rookie contract still.
Hell of a run by the Chargers here, and I don't know what Jacksonville's doing. I mean, they're spending money for spending money, right? It's dangerous, Jacksonville with money. It's like the girlfriend. Okay, I'm going to go shopping online. No, what are you doing? You want a limit, and they go over it every single time. Well, I had to get this. You get Zay Jones, Kirk, $18 million a year? I like the Ramsey tweet. It's like, what's going on here? We get paid less, and we're locking these guys down. They can't get open.
Uh-huh.
I mean, he's got a point. And then they give Ingram all that money. I mean, he was a bust. If you're going to spend that kind of cash.
Oh, they spent a lot.
$18 million a year for Kirk?
Kirk, he's never at 1,000 yards.
Oh, my God.
And as I said earlier, he's always played alongside or opposite of a guy like DeAndre Hopkins for a couple of years anyway. Hopkins goes down last year. He put up his best numbers overall. But now Christian Kirk is going to go from looking at like the team's second best cornerback or maybe a slot cornerback to the guy who now is going to get the primary guy defensively for the defense like every single game.
Yeah, good point.
And $84 million. But I will say this, like the team, and they've done this before, you know, the team that spends the most money in free agency, I'd like to run away from that team. Usually it's not a good, Michael Lombardi will tell you, you don't even want your teams to spend money on the first day. Don't do that. But at least they're putting pieces in place around Trevor Lawrence, which they absolutely had to do somehow. Offensive line help, weapons at wide receiver, and now Engram at tight end.
Hutchinson, $3 now.
It should be.
First pick. Okay. Yep. Houston Chronicle, John McClain, yesterday reported Watson rejected everybody but Carolina, New Orleans, but Cleveland gets a meeting today.
That would be something.
It would be.
Again, that would shift the landscape again because Watson would be going to the AFC in that division with the Bengals and the Ravens, plus the Steelers, who we'll talk about here in a second. And then would Mayfield's going to have to go to Houston then? Would he be the guy?
Yeah. Keep a good backup, though, too. What's his suspension's going to be? I mean, Roethlisberger got 6 games. It was reduced to 4. Watson's going to get something.
Yeah. But he will definitely get a suspension.
Yeah, but I want Carolina or New Orleans. And at least flat-out told Seattle, no. I don't blame him for that. But it is hilarious how everything changed on Friday, and now he's picking where he wants to play. And then the Colts reached out, too, and Houston said, get lost.
I'd say the Browns would be a pretty good landing spot, though.
Yeah.
I mean, Stefanski is 1 year removed from being the coach of the year. I don't think he did a great job this past season, but Nick Chubb, awesome running back, good offensive line, weapons, including Amari Cooper to throw the ball to. And then in that division, the Steelers signed Mitchell Trubisky. Here's what I liked about the Trubisky deal. It was only a 2-year deal. So it wasn't like a 5-year contract, anything silly like that. A 2-year deal. To me, Mitchell Trubisky, he will beat out Mason Rudolph in camp. Because Rudolph is no good, and I think we all know this at this point. But what does he give you? What's the upside? Mm. What's the ceiling now for the Steelers? I know one book moved him from, I think, 50 to 75 to 1 to win the Super Bowl after this move.
Yeah. Could be a long year.
Is he better than Big Ben was last year?
I
know.
I don't know. What guy am I getting? I mean, that's what I said earlier. How much of it was it Nagy with the training wheels on the guy? This Purdom article yesterday was so good. About the Buccaneers' futures, and someone had information about Brady.
Oh yeah,
they were 50 to 1. A guy came in, never off the street. He wanted $10,000. They said, "I will give you $1,000," and then he kept popping it. And there were people gallivanting all around town. They came here. They went down the street at the Westgate. People went to the South Point. There was a huge bet on the East Coast, on Tampa as well. I think it was a $20,000 bet, or he wanted to bet $20,000. You brought up the Caesar story. They were the only book that had a Brady MVP listed, 45 to 1.
So
the guy grabbed that too.
Sure.
Bet down to 9 to 1. They asked a couple books. They thought it was Deshaun Watson related. They couldn't believe it. And how about the right after the storm? It was 4-13 when Brady made the announcement. They had just released the brackets and you're making numbers. And what do I have? What happened?
Not paying attention to that.
Sure. The timing was incredible. But this guy was doing this Thursday and Friday.
Which bet would you prefer to have? If you could pick and choose right now, of the bets that were made here in Las Vegas last Thursday, would it be like Buccaneers 30-1 to win the NFC, Brady 45-1 MVP?
No. I'd rather have the team. Because something you could, you know, maybe this is 2-3 games, you never know.
Sure.
Give me Tampa 30-1 to win the NFC.
Oh, that's an unbelievable bet now.
Oh,
that's an incredible bet right now.
Oh, yep.
Zero question that these people knew something.
Yep.
They weren't guessing.
Yep.
Last night was a hell of a night in sports. We'll recap it. The bad beats, the awesome performances, the line moves, and win some, lose some coming up next.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. It's
if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
My name is Johnny B. Goode, and I'm the host of the new podcast, Creating a Con, the Story of BitCon. Over this 9-part series, I'll explore the life and crimes of my best friend, Ray Trapani.
I always wanted to be a criminal.
If someone's like, oh, what's your best way of making money? I'm like, oh, we should start some sort of scheme.
You see, Ray has this unique ability to find loopholes and exploit them.
They collected $30 million. There were headlines about it.
His company, Centratech, was one of the hottest crypto startups in 2017. It was going to change the world, until it didn't.
I came into my office, opened my email, and the subject heading was FBI request.
It was only a matter of time before the truth came out.
You can only fake it till you make it for so long before they find out that your Harvard degree is not so crimson.
How could you sit there and do something that you know will objectively cause more harm in the world?
Listen to Creating a Con, the Story of BitCon on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Win Some, Lose Some is presented by BetRivers, your hometown sportsbook. Check out their daily specials at BetRivers.com.
Were you a winner last night?
Wow, winning.
Or was it a rough one?
Well, they can't all be winners, can they?
Loser! You're a loser!
Pauly Howard recaps the night in sports betting in Win Some, Lose Some.
All right, congrats if you had Cam Smith, 35-1, won the Players. It got interesting, and it shouldn't have been. But he was fantastic yesterday, especially putting, and he wins $3.6 million. Good event. The weather, pushed back, the delays. Certainly got to Koepka. Oh, my God.
Yeah, he lost.
What happened there?
But yes. I will say, Cam Smith yesterday on 17, when he needed a shot like that, absolute nails.
Yeah.
Because 16, his shot off the tee.
Sure.
Was just awful.
That's when I thought Casey had a shot. And
sure.
Then Casey got the double bad beat.
Oh, that was a really bad
the sprinkler.
Break.
And yeah, right
where the
right.
ball landed for him.
Yeah, Man City Crystal Palace draw plus 460. If he had 0-0, nice. That must have been 20-1. Nuggets Sixers over 221 up to 224. Fell 224. Hornets 7 up to 11.5. Routed the Thunder. T-Wolves Spurs over 237 up to 242. How about 149-139? Towns had 60. First center to score 60 since Shaq in 2000. Had 32 points in the third quarter. Fourth highest scoring quarter in 25 years. He's the first guy in history to have 60, 15 boards, and shoot 60%. Crazy what he did. And hit 7 threes. Videos in a second. Others win some. I think Barry from Maine sent both of these in. But we met him at Foxwoods. The pick six hit at Gulfstream Saturday. $420,000 or pick five, 50 cent bet. Wait, he emailed
in? I saw that. It was
can you believe that?
It's like $400,000.
Yeah, what the guy put down. And win some, Kirk Cousins. 59-59-2 in his career. He's made over $240 million. Oh, my God.
Oh.
He's played the system beautifully. It's all these teams. I need a quarterback. I need what happened in Washington and then what in Minnesota. It's like holding teams hostage.
He's drilled it.
Yeah. I think he has one playoff win, but he's 50 in the 500 quarterback. He's made $240 million.
And you know what? That was when the playoff win was when they shocked the world, went to New Orleans. Nobody gave him a chance, and they won the game outright.
Yeah.
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 59, 59, and 2.
That's what the guy emailed in. Yeah, yeah. Figures, yeah, right. Subscribe, be part of the team. VSiN.com, our radio and podcast friends. Love the bear videos. We know we love the dog videos. But this, Mitch is right. This guy's bigger than Hank the Tank. The guy wreaking havoc in Northern California. This guy, pull up a chair, right? Picnic table? Hey, boo-boo. He's got, what, I don't know, cantaloupe, pump. I don't know what that is, but he is going. Look at the size of that guy. Don't even get near him, right? Having a snack, having a good time.
Papaya? What do we got there?
Oh, God. That guy. And this was great. Sent in this morning. I love it. All right, we're pulling up to the stop, to the stoplight here. What do we have? Guy's on a, on his bike. The dog with the paws on the shoulders. Right, he turns his head. There he has the sunglasses on. He's got a backpack. What of it, huh?
Tough
what?
Hell.
What's the come problem? On. Okay, take off. Good. Not a care in the world. Look at that guy. Look at the dog. He's sitting on the back of the bike with sunglasses and a backpack. I can't believe it. That is awesome. Got a bandana. What's he got? A coat on too? Bandana?
Oh, yeah. Definitely
something?
A coat.
Right,
kerchief,
awesome.
Something like that, yeah.
So good. Loose on the Jazz plus two and off the favorite. Lost at home to the Bucks. Got a good race now in that division. Good race. Lose some. This is awesome. Max Homa made over 300,000 at TPC yesterday. And he's hanging out at a Chili's at the Jacksonville airport. You're not a fan of Jacksonville. You've been once.
Well, I was only there one time.
Okay. All right. But he asked for chicken tenders. The waitress comes back. Sorry, we're out. Day ruined. Max replies, that was devastating. Wife booked his flight home while he was on the course. And he gave the new Batman 88 out of 100 as well. Got to be cool, right? I mean, that's, we've always argued that. Ed Graney, who works here locally for the paper, says, if I could be one guy, trade places, I'd be a professional golfer.
No doubt.
You can make that. We've talked about it. Astronomical amount of money they make. And you can walk around and be, no one knows who you are.
Here's the thing. Not the best golfer in the world.
Right, right.
Not even
right.
Top 10.
Yeah, okay.
But if you can linger around like top 40, top 50.
Like Max.
Sure.
Guys hanging out at the Chili's.
Yeah.
This made $350,000. Who are you? No chicken tenders?
Yeah, no kidding.
How about the new Batman?
Did I ever tell you why I don't like Jacksonville? Quickly. We went there to cover the Super Bowl the year that they had it.
Too spread out?
It was a huge city.
Yeah.
It's the first day. It's Super Bowl week in Jacksonville. I had to catch a taxi to downtown. I get in the taxi from the hotel, and I tell him where I'm going, and it's an older guy. He's like in his 60s, and we're talking, and I'm like, how long you been here? Oh, my whole life. Where are you going, sir? I said, the downtown convention center for the Super Bowl. Do you know where that's at?
Never heard of it?
Mind blown. There is whole life. Didn't know where downtown Jacksonville was or the convention center during Super Bowl week.
Yeah.
I'm like, I looked at the guy for 5 minutes like, are you, what?
Day ruined. Absolutely. Right? Sticking with airports. This is a McCarran right here in Las Vegas. Good for the listener that did this. She unleashes the hounds. Takes her shoes off, puts her feet up on her luggage. The guy says, no, knock it off. Cut it out. Lets her have it. She gets up with the significant other and walks away. Job. You don't want that
smoke.
That's
no.
A good tweet. Yeah,
you don't want that. Here.
You don't want that smoke. You got Banksy? Mitch talked about it earlier. Here's the Banksy, right? From CNN. We talked about the poor guy. Oh, no. She paid $1.4 million for it. And then Banksy, girl with a balloon at the auction house. Now, as soon as it's set to destruct.
Yep.
Get other plans for the image. It shreds right there. Oh, no, what happened? As soon as the gavel fell, the painting self-destructed.
He created
it. He's got a shredder inside it.
He created it specifically when somebody would sell it like this to shred the painting right there on the spot. That's incredible.
Look at the look on the people's faces.
Bought it for 1.4. Now, I had never followed up with a story. This is 2018. Here's the shredder. Okay, so people did say, like, that week, the painting, the value for the painting because of this actually would go up. I don't know. Maybe it did. Maybe it didn't. I have no idea.
Yeah.
And look at that.
Yeah. And again, Saturday night, a guy paid $518,000 for Brady's last touchdown bets. Give the guy his money back. No, no word from the auction house. Give him his money back.
We're getting a lot of emails on that, by the way, and people disagree with us.
Buyer beware?
Yeah.
Don't
feel sorry for the guy. Too much money. It's a, you know, what if Brady comes back? What if he actually retires again? That kind of a deal before the season starts. Plenty of time here. You can rethink it again. It's all over the map.
There were a lot of people saying Brady tried to get to San Francisco before this. A lot of people in the media saying, hey, they tried to do this. And then Tampa wouldn't play ball.
So that's
so
what,
like, okay.
Yeah, well, that's the whole thing, right?
And apparently there's some heat there with Arians. Maybe it's not the best relationship, but that's maybe something to watch, too.
So that's the whole narrative, is that the reason why is because he told them, I don't want to play here. Get me to another team.
And they said, no way.
They would not play ball, so he said he's going to retire, and then, you know.
Okay. Bad beat. Double bad beat. Cavs, Clippers. The under was 211, and the Clippers were catching 7. It goes over in overtime, and the Cavs won by 9. Give me a break.
No good.
No. Win Some, Lose Some, presented by Bet Rivers, your hometown book. Log in, get a 20% live profit boost on the NBA every Tuesday. Learn more, BetRivers.com. Good night in the association.
Curry went for 47 on his birthday last night.
Yep, and a bad loss by the Sixers. And Doc actually came out and said, we're going to watch the minutes here on Harden and Embiid down the stretch. They don't want that one or the two seed. And I bet that's coming from Morey, too, when they got beat at home by 30 on Thursday. They don't want to see Durant and Kyrie. No way.
Bones Highland.
Oh, you can't lose that game.
Went nuts last night for Denver.
No, you're up big.
That's how you lost the game.
Yeah, Denver with people out still. And did you see what Durant said? I missed this after the game. You know, rarely does an athlete say this. Like, what was the game plan coming in? It was like, push the tempo and get easy baskets. They're lazy and don't get back in transition.
Oh, he's he's starting to.
They know they're going to beat Philly. They know they're better than Philly, and they can just punch him in the mouth.
Kevin Durant is kind of like turning into that old man who doesn't care anymore about anything.
he's still
basically in his prime in basketball.
Yeah. No filter. It's great.
Right. Yes. Uh-huh. So he'll talk trash to anybody. I mean, he was going to get into it with Embiid on the court.
Yeah, going right at it. It was good.
Now, if we're honest here, in a fight, Embiid would probably rip his head off.
Yeah.
But KD's not backing down from anybody.
Yeah.
By the way, good tweet here from Chris Felica. In the 47 first-round games not involving a one or a two seed over the last two tournaments, 21 were won by the dog. Underdogs have won 44.7% of games in the tournament.
Wow.
The last 2 years, not involving one or two seeds.
Wow. Well, we got all these
Holy smokes.
We have all these short spreads, though. Well, last year was crazy. Last year was nuts.
Yep.
But we have all these little spreads. The tiny spreads is this one.
You're right. If you're looking for more sports betting discussion around your local teams, Bet Rivers has you covered. Bet Rivers has launched a series of CityCasts designed to tackle sports betting from the local perspective. There are CityCasts in Chicago, Denver, Detroit, LA, New York, Philadelphia, Pittsburgh, and now Washington, D.C. Subscribe to your local CityCast wherever you get your podcast. So up next, we'll run down some props that are now available to bet on in the tournament. And also, how about some potential upset victims and some Cinderella teams. And this is based on historical data over many years in the NCAA tournament. We'll run those down for you coming up next year and follow the money. It's VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Follow the money on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
KFC chicken sandwich served hot and straight from the fryer. That's why it's finger licking good. Order the KFC chicken sandwich today. You'll love it. Good fries, too. Oh. That thing's enormous.
I'm telling you right now, with that on the screen right now,
oh no,
I am a sucker for chicken sandwiches.
Yeah.
It gets me every single time. That will be purchased, again, either today or sometime this week.
There you go.
Look at that thing.
Get the small order of biscuits, too. Got to do it.
Where does a good chicken sandwich rank on your pecking order in terms of, like, you know, your last meal? You're getting executed tomorrow night, whatever. Yeah. Put, you know.
I've done a lot of bad things.
Yep.
It's up there.
Gas chamber. You're getting chicken sandwich. Good chicken sandwich is going to be...
It's on there.
On the list, yeah.
Yeah. Thanksgiving meal. I'll call that in.
My last meal,
Thanksgiving meal, too.
I want at least a bite. If I'm getting the tomorrow night, I want at least a bite of a really good chicken sandwich. It's got to be on there.
Yep.
Has to be.
Yep.
I am a chicken sandwich connoisseur. Love them.
Can't get enough of it.
Nope.
I'm with you.
Okay, so... Point spread weekly
pizza?
And the
pizza,
maybe
depends. Your last shot
depends on the pizza.
Yes,
huh? Right.
Call John's. John's in New York.
Can they fly in some of the stuff that we had in New Haven? Is that possible?
That
okay,
too.
Sure. You're supposed to get whatever you want.
Yeah, right.
Okay.
Sure.
So we will talk a lot about the historical stuff, numbers, data leading into the tournament. This is all like in Point Spread Weekly and the College Basketball Betting Guide, which I implore you to go and check out at vsin.com/subscribe.
Implore you?
I implore. Ladies and gentlemen.
Ladies and gentlemen. Rodgers, 3 for $150. Breaking news.
There you go.
There you go, Aaron.
So the reason why you need to go and get it on your own is because if you're watching the show right now or listening on radio, like there are a lot of numbers here. And it's better as a visual for you to go and get it yourself because these are all based on Steve Mackinnon's power ratings and a bunch of other numbers over like the last 20 years. For example, his power rating, the schedule strength of rating per his numbers, efficiency in certain categories. So it's great to look at and have in front of you. But I will run this down, some of these teams that fit his criteria. For example, this is going to come as a surprise to absolutely nobody. The number one team, well, tied for the number one team as a potential upset victim is Providence.
Mm-hmm.
Surprise, surprise, right?
Yep.
As everybody's going to be picking against them. They're actually tied, and they meet all 17 pieces of Steve's criteria over the years, back the last 20 years of teams that fit this, potential team to go down early. They're tied with St. Mary's.
Now, that surprised me. St. Mary's is up there.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Good close to the season. Strong run. Dominated Gonzaga.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Bennett's a really good coach.
Yes.
They have good players. They dictate tempo. It's not an easy team to play, and they get the winner of tonight's Indiana-Wyoming game. Two teams behind them, they meet 16 out of a 17, possible 17 set of criteria. Connecticut, the 5 seed in Gonzaga's region, and they get who? New Mexico State?
Yeah.
Lane 7 or so in that game?
Yeah.
And Colorado State. But they're also, here's the thing. They're a 6 seed compared to an 11 seed, but Michigan is technically favored in the game. Some other upset victims on this list. Wisconsin.
Hello. There you go.
Are you going to take Colgate money? No, you said no.
I was going to take Colgate to win, but the game's in Milwaukee.
He has Arkansas, Alabama, and Texas.
Yep.
Among many others. And again, vsin.com/subscribe to go get the entire list for yourself.
Right. And he's been unbelievable doing this, especially last year. Now, the Cinderella teams, though.
Mm-hmm.
Indiana, number one. They check all the boxes, and we like them tonight against Wyoming.
Well, and to your point, Paul, that typically over the years, when a team wins one of these play-in games, they can go on a deep run.
Yeah. Usually happens.
Look at UCLA last year.
Virginia Tech. They check every box but two.
And that's basically a pick 'em. We're in that neighborhood against Texas.
Yes, in the 6-11. Small dog. Loyola, Chicago. No surprise there, I guess. Although I think that's going to be another popular pick. San Francisco.
Eh.
No?
That's no good for me. Because I bet.
I understand Murray that. State. But that's a good game. And then I think, could the winner have a shot against Kentucky? San Francisco had a good year. It didn't work out when they faced Gonzaga. But, I mean, come on. They're the number one team. But they blew a game against BYU. They blew a game against St. Mary's. They're a confident group. I like the quotes out of the loss that they blew the BYU game, saying we knew we're the better team, but let one get away. So it's unfortunate they matched these teams up together. But Murray's
also on the list.
Yeah, 30-2. So it goes Indiana, Vatech, Loyola, San Francisco, Memphis, and Murray State. Cinderella teams that can make a run.
Memphis would be intriguing if they actually win their first game and then get Gonzaga.
He has Wyoming all the way down at the bottom. He's got Longwood ahead of him. Longwood checks more boxes than Wyoming.
Wow.
Think about that. And that's a 14 seed against Tennessee.
Yeah. Colgate checks 8 of the 17 boxes as a potential. He's got Chattanooga.
Yep.
I think Chattanooga is going to be a little too trendy as well against Illinois. Illinois is good. And I've heard so many people already make the case that, Illinois could be in trouble in this game. Maybe, but that's happens every single year when, the majority of people are on like one surprise team. And look what happens. They go down and lose by 14 points. He's got North Carolina as a potential qualifier. I don't think I'd like to see North Carolina if I'm Baylor in the second round. I said this earlier, and I think that, the reason why I'm saying that is because Marquette, I think, peaked probably in early to mid-February.
Okay. Yep.
Okay.
Good props came out.
Yep.
Excellent job here. in Las Vegas by the Westgate and William Hill and getting this stuff up early. Will a 16 win 10-1? Will a 15 win plus 360? Will a 14 win plus 165? Will a 12 win a game? Yes, minus 265. Will a 13 win minus, yes, minus 280? No, plus 240. One seeds to make it to the final four. 1.5 under minus 125. I would go the under there. And I like a one seed. Will a one seed win the whole thing? Yes is minus 120. Very good tournament specials and props.
Okay, so then how about the wins by number one seeds? 11.5 is the number under minus 120.
I think someone can go out early. Like the second round. Yes.
Second round earlier this year?
That can happen. Yeah.
Okay.
I wouldn't be shocked if Baylor loses. And
see, I think Arizona can just go on deep runs.
Gonzaga, it's tough, but it's not as difficult as people are making it out to be, because it's not Arkansas and Alabama like they were last year, even though what happened with Alabama when they played in the non-conference. Texas Tech will give them fits. But this is a completely different Duke team now than the one that played. I mean, Duke come limping in. Yeah. And the fact that I agree with these emails and tweets about the pressure on the kids.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense.
I mean, it's been horrendous what they're doing. No defense. I mean, what's Gonzaga going to do? They can't play any defense.
I know. That offense should be able to eviscerate them. I would also add that I don't think Gonzaga is as good as they were last year.
No, that's
fair. I don't think people would disagree with that.
No, right, yeah. Right.
And how they played this year compared to a year ago.
Will all one seeds make the final four is 30-1. That should be higher. And they also have up all these teams, yes, no, with the Sweet 16, too.
It's only happened one time.
Yeah. And the West Coast win total, conference total, is 5.5. Can you get a St. Mary's win?
And like I said earlier, if you want to bet the over on that, I think you're kind of rooting for a Wyoming win tonight.
Well, imagine that, right. You beat Wyoming, and then you can get a San Francisco win. Bam.
Yeah.
I just need Gonzaga lead eight there.
But here's the thing, though. You absolutely need some help from the other teams not named Gonzaga to win that bet. Otherwise, Gonzaga has to win the national title.
Right.
And that's, I mean, man, because their win total is actually 3.5, juiced over at minus 140.
Well, there's always surprises. I mean, the Big Ten was the cat's meow last year. Absolute embarrassment. Everyone had been, and rightfully so, people were killing the Pac-12.
Right.
Pac-12 was awesome last year.
Oh, they showed up and they were terrific.
But Pac-12 had been at a tough go of it. But the thing that always, the gift that keeps on giving has been betting the Mountain West under.
Yep.
I mean, there's always, like, Conference USA, right? The wins, year in, year out, the wins by Conference USA, bad seats, big dogs, 13, 12 seats, 14. Mountain West, 6, 7, 8 seats. Horrible record, straight up. Usually favored with a great seed.
Yep.
Can't get it done.
Off of a really nice season.
Can't get it done. That's right.
Like they would deserve to get that 6 or 7 seed.
That's been the one thing you can count on going back.
And they blow it. It seems like with Conference USA, after the opening round, we're like, how the hell did they do it again? As a 13 or a 12?
Yep. And Felica had it. Well, he's got several good tweets. But I like this Felica tweet. The past 4 3 seeds to lose in the first round all are from the Big 12. Texas in 2021. Abilene Christian, West Virginia in 2016, Baylor in 2015, and Iowa State the same year. Montana State, anyone?
Mm.
All right. The last 4 3 seeds lost in the first round were all from the Big 12.
Yeah, very good. I love these props, man. I bet two of them last night. We'll talk about others that are available, and we'll tell you our latest bets that we have on the props in the tournament here on Follow the Money. It's VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
My name is Johnny B. Good, and I'm the host of the new podcast, Creating a Con, the story of BitCon. Over this 9-part series, I'll explore the life and crimes of my best friend, Ray Trapani.
I always wanted to be a criminal.
If someone's like, oh, what's your best way of making money? I'm like, oh, we should start some sort of scheme.
You see, Ray has this unique ability to find loopholes and exploit them.
They collected $30 million. There were headlines about it.
His company, CentraTech, was one of the hottest crypto startups in 2017. It was going to change the world, until it didn't.
I came into my office, opened my email, and the subject heading was FBI request.
It was only a matter of time before the truth came out.
You can only fake it till you make it for so long before they find out that your Harvard degree is not so crimson.
How could you sit there and do something that you know will objectively cause more harm in the world?
Listen to Creating a Con, the story of BitCon, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
NFL Total Access, the podcast, is getting you ready for the 2024 NFL Draft. I'm your host, Andrew Levy, and I'll be delivering two shows a week to make sure you're caught up on the very latest NFL news, including every free agency move and how it changes the draft needs of your favorite team. Draft experts and talent scouts, mock drafts, and a few shock drafts, too. NFL Total Access, the podcast, is already on the clock on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
The guy has an algorithm to determine the winner of any given college basketball game.
Someone gives you 10,000 to 1 on anything. You take it. Take it. Take it.
I'll bet you 20 bucks I can get you gambling before the end of the day.
No way.
I'll give you 3 to 1 odds.
Nope.
5 to 1.
Nope.
10 to 1.
You're up.
All right, here we go.
Yeah.
Time for our in-pocket plays on Follow the Money. It is VSiN, the Sports Betting Network here. Mitch Moss, Paulie Howard. Okay, so bets that I made right away on Sunday, Colgate plus 9.5 against Wisconsin. That's now down to, I believe, 7.5. South Dakota State plus 3 against Providence. I am going to get off this game. I believe I'm going to get off this game.
Oh.
Yeah. I'm going to see where the number goes, though. I want to see what this is going to look like maybe tomorrow or Wednesday night.
Let's run through it.
Yeah.
Okay. Very popular. Too popular.
Too popular.
South Dakota State. Loyola. Tennessee, Chattanooga. Am I missing anybody?
You're talking about first round dogs, yeah?
Very popular teams. Public, yeah. Everyone on them.
Yep. Vermont.
Okay.
Vermont will be very popular.
Well, Colgate?
Yes. No? They already are.
All right. That was another one. All right. Damn. Yep.
I'll see what I can do. Murray State plus 1.5 against San Francisco. What do you make of that number? I thought Murray would be a 1.5 point favorite against San Francisco. Both teams are very good.
Tough call, yeah.
I'm taking Murray State.
I can understand it's like the great record, 30-2. I know one of the losses to Auburn, but how good's the Ohio Valley? You know.
Fair point.
That's the same thing with Vermont, though. Both things can be true. Very good teams in a
below
average. Right. Like, yeah. I mean, Vermont beat everyone by 30.
I would agree with that.
Yeah.
Okay, so a parlay that begins tonight. I'm on Indiana against Wyoming. I tie this into the early game on Thursday, Michigan against Colorado State. That paid plus 160 when I bet it. I think you can still probably find a number in that range. It's, you know, first of all, I like the matchups for the Big Ten, and I'm anti-Mountain West in the tournament. A couple of props that I bet last night over at the Westgate. I fired on Kansas tournament wins over 2.5. That was plus 120. And then I did find Mountain West wins under 2 plus 130 at another spot. Those are my bets so far.
Give me some big surprises. What will fall off your chair? Mountain West makes a deep run as a great tournament.
Oh, they have like six wins. There. Clearly, that's that's not going to be a good result for me.
Yep.
How about Longwood beats Tennessee outright?
Yeah.
Something along those lines where they're, again, sexy team, hot down the stretch, maybe won a conference tournament, everybody's on them, and all of a sudden they go and lose in their first round.
Yep.
That happened every year with Iowa State.
Yes,
every year with the Cyclones.
Yes, it did. Yep. Indiana tonight, laying four. I don't like they come in hot. I don't like how Wyoming played down the stretch. I ran down the resume in the last 10 games, what the wins were, and they struggled away from home. Memphis laying 2.5 in the 8-9 game against Boise. It's all anti-Mountain West, a lot of these. Michigan laying 2 against Colorado State. Will a 14, 15, or 16 win a game? No, plus 110. Ohio State plus 1.5. Everyone, Sister Jean, everyone on Loyola. Will a 1 seed win the title? No, minus 130. Also, with the Michigan angle, it's not just Michigan, but an 11 seed has made the Sweet 16 six of the last seven tourneys, including UCLA and Loyola with Final Four runs.
Yep.
I also like the Jets. Vegas couldn't score on me right now, as bad as they've been, especially glove side. A stick side, I was weak, but glove side, phenomenal. So I lean the Jets, too, and I think I'll be adding Providence here in the next couple days.
What's your recent form like?
Wait, on this?
No, in net.
Oh, okay. Oh, it's ugly. The last time I played in a competitive game, playoff game against Moorhead, I think Cullen had the hat trick on me, Matt Cullen.
They chased me. Was it late night?
I still played in college. Yeah, had a good run. In Pocket, presented by Bet Rivers, your hometown book. Check out their daily specials posted after noon Eastern at BetRivers.com. Oh, that's a good discussion about hanging out with guys who still say, oh, yeah, right now. Our friend Tony's like that. He's a lunatic. He'll just be saying, this guy's like six beers in. I'll play you right now one-on-one for $500 in basketball. I'll give you a 6-0 lead. Make it. Take it to 11.
Yeah.
I mean, he's that guy every single time. It's like, I'll do this right now, and I'll play. I mean, everyone knows a guy like that. Like, I'll race you right now, friend.
I know you. Yes.
Get out of here.
We all know you.
Yeah, no. The glory days. No, that's the glory days. Now, forget it. I mean, come on. You put a gun to my head, I don't think I could run a mile. My life depended on it. You might say, that's it. I get the electric chair. Can you run a mile? No, I'm ordering the turkey dinner. But that's everyone knows a guy like that who's like, I'll take you right now. I'll play you.
Oh, yeah. It was years ago. I think it was 2015 or 2016, something like that. The Steph Curry game, the double bang from Mike Breen.
Yeah.
Bang, bang, against Oklahoma City.
Okay, yeah.
They were getting killed in that game.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I tweeted out, if Andre Iguodala makes both these free throws or something like that, I'll go run 2 miles right now after the game. Whatever. Nothing I had to be net. A man of my word.
Nothing but net.
Went outside, ran 2 miles. That did not exactly go very well for me.
Well, sure, but at least you got to do that. Right?
I did.
John Ireland.
As soon as the game was over with, I went out and I tracked it on the phone and everything. There you go. Here's my 2 miles.
Hello, Los Angeles. Hello, we love you. It'll turn around for the Lakers. John Ireland didn't do it. If the Lakers blow this lead, I'll walk home. Didn't happen.
No.
Have you seen Winning Time yet? I hear it's fantastic.
No, I've heard it's great.
But
I have not.
They are, the portrayal of Jerry West has people outraged. How they treat Jerry West and all that thing.
That's what I've heard too.
Throwing stuff and gray. That's, yeah.
I've heard it's a very good show. Tweets from at Jack and a Prius, which is a great Twitter handle. Snagged this last night. Mariners 35-1 to win the World Series.
There you go.
Boy, that was the Reds. Oh, how depressing if you're in that area and you're a Reds fan.
I know.
But they picked up. I mean, if Suarez can. I mean, he just hit, what, almost 50 home runs a couple of years back. He was like a 198 hitter after that, but. And Winker is, he's one of the best hitters in baseball against right-handed pitching. I saw that like on Baseball Reference yesterday.
Red Sox got Paxton. He's not going to have him for a while. How about the Tatis stuff?
Oh,
how long
boy.
Is he? How long? They said he pulled the Jeff Kent. Well, he didn't lie about it. But they asked him about he got hurt in a motorcycle or something.
Yeah.
They asked him about the accident. He goes, which one?
Yeah.
That was his response. Bike. What are you doing?
And the reports came out last night from national baseball guys who said the Padres will not void his contract. Like, they just signed him.
Come on.
So were they thinking about that?
Come on. This is entertainment. This is also a lot of money on the line.
He also, $340 million. But can you imagine if you're the Padres? Did they have those conversations in-house about, are we going to void the contract now for him?
James Hetfield, Metallica, broke his arm of skateboarding.
Yeah.
Then he did it again. They go, okay, that's it. You're banned from skateboards. Mm-hmm. Couldn't tour. I mean, couldn't
right.
hurt him. Come on. Ridiculous. Put in the, you can't do that.
And I know that I mentioned this earlier with the Blue Jays and how they're freaking out because the whole area thinks they're going to get Freddie Freeman now. And this was a big talking point. Thanks to Jonathan on Twitter who pointed this out to me. Vladimir Guerrero, on his Instagram account, he actually added like third baseman. And people were just like, uh-oh, here we go. It's going to be Freddie Freeman time. They would plug Freddie Freeman into that lineup. Good luck. Where's the easy out coming from?
Yeah. Exciting.
That would be something else.
Mm-hmm. What do you think of Donaldson to the Yankees?
I think it's fascinating because of the whole angle. But,
called out Cole. They had to patch that up. Andy Dufresne checking in. We love you. Derek Stevens, King of the North. A lot of the money on Indiana. So you can do with that what you want. Be careful. Okay. The house needs Wyoming. So
we'll spend more time breaking props down like this tomorrow and on Thursday. Largest margin of victory in the first round, 35.5.
These are so good. I love these. Okay. Thanks for all the tweets, too, and the feedback. Sorry, the tweets and the feedback on the first to 10, first to 15.
Oh, yes.
That prop is so good.
I will be betting those this week, for sure.
Yep.
Gonzaga won their opening round game last year by 43 points.
The best one in terms of the run it's on, and you don't think about it, is the lowest point total. Every year it comes in the under. And usually it's in the 40s, the sweet spot's 46, 47.
Yeah, yeah. I'll give you another one that comes in. Lowest combined total in the game. So I think they put up like 102.5 last year, and I went back and looked. You'd be stunned at how many games came in under like 102.5 in the opening round.
No way.
Oh, it was nuts, but I think last year it did go over.
Was that 2 years ago, Texas and Abilene Christian or whatever?
No, I think that was last year.
Was that last year game was?
Very low 50s.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know what the hell's going on. I forgot what the shutdown and everything, but did Oral Roberts beat Ohio State to start the tourney?
Was that right away last year on a Friday?
Okay.
Again, because last year we didn't have games until Friday. Remember, we had to warn people, if you're coming to Vegas on Thursday and go to the book, I got news for you.
Yeah. I do remember a guy put $100,000 or something ridiculous at William Hill on Ohio State to win it all right before tip.
Yeah, you're right.
Get out.
That did happen.
And again, I cannot believe they're doing this. Friday, Loyola Chicago, Ohio State starts the day, 9:15.
Well, that's good. I'm intrigued.
Followed by Jacksonville State, Auburn, Montana State, Texas Tech, Yale, Purdue, and Delaware, Villanova. Who made the schedule? That's a 2:15, a 3:14, a 3:14, and a 2:15.
Okay, you want to have some fun?
Well, someone better pull an upset.
Here's what you do. If you want to be, that's Friday morning?
Yeah.
If you're coming to town with a big group of people, if you just want to have some fun, you bet every single one of those dogs at the same time to be the first to 15.
There you go.
Or first to 10 or first to 20.
It's some action.
You don't have to go nuts if you don't want.
How do they do that? I've never seen that before.
You know what that means? The rest of Friday is going to be insane.
That's what it means.
Potentially.
They did us favors Thursday night. Kansas is the late game. It's 1:16.
Okay. All right. We're getting closer, man.
Yeah.
And taste it.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
It's brand new season 2. I'm Marissa Thalberg.
And I'm Stephen Wolf at Adam. And we're excited to be back having bigger, bolder, and always real conversations.
Straight from the C-suite front lines of marketing, media, and more.
We have great friends joining from people you may know, like Wilmer Valderrama and Bobby Burke.
And people you'll want to know. So grab a coffee or, hey, even an Aperol Spritz and come join us on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Listen to brand new on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and my podcast, Climbing in Heels, is back and better than ever. You might know me from The Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. Climbing in Heels is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my new podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, chronicles my 6 decades in professional basketball, from growing up in the sport to becoming one of sports TV's first female broadcasters. Join me as I dig deep into the game's history, unearth some wild stories, and talk to my friends from the world of basketball, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley. It's been a wild ride, and now I get to take you with me. Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.